Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line is Terry Pegula himself. Mr. Pegula, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Pegula. How you doing? It's Marty Biron and Craig Rivera and the Instigators. What's going on, sir?
Well, I'm doing well. Getting ready to come down and watch some of the hockey that's going to be happening in town.
That is amazing. We just had James Duthie, who is the host of TSN, and they do a wonderful coverage in Canada, the World Juniors. He said the World Juniors is actually his favorite event of the year, above the Super Bowl and above the Stanley Cup Finals, because of the amount of pure joy in hockey that's being played out there. What do you think the feeling around Buffalo and the arena is going to be for the next couple of weeks?
I think that, you know, with the village that was put on down near the Harbor Center and having just all these hockey players walking around, and besides playing, just being in town and an opportunity for young kids to be around these players and use them as role models and maybe get to where they're at someday, and plus this outdoor game, I think, is a pretty intriguing idea we came up with. I hope it's very successful.
Well, I think, personally, I think it's going to be very successful. I can't wait to see this Canada-U.S. game on December 29th here at New Era Field. The feeling that 10 years ago was the first Winter Classics between Pittsburgh and the Sabres, and now kind of bringing it to a different stage, the very first outdoor game in World Junior history. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But one thing you touched on is the fact that as a young kid, I remember, you know, watching the World Juniors and thinking those players were the best at the age level, and I wanted to be one of them. And being that Buffalo is such a good area for youth hockey now, and the Harbor Center and the Junior Sabres organization and many other ones, I think you touched on a great point that the young kids around Buffalo should be excited to see all this wonderful hockey that's going to be being played in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, what's the weather forecast? I'm not in Buffalo right now.
It is going to be cold.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Well,
any chance of snow?
I am just going to look at it quickly right now. And if we look at Friday night, it says, there's a 40% chance of snow, and it's going to be in about the 15 to 20 degrees range. So, it should be a very special event. Dress warm and enjoy what Buffalo weather is the best. We just, while we're talking, we're seeing a live look at the rink right now.
You want it to be cold. You want the elements to be perfect. A little bit of snow, not too much snow, but a little bit of snow to add the ambiance of being able to play in this outdoor game. I think it's going to be incredible. You can't ask for better conditions.
Yeah, you know, you're pretty much describing what it was like at the first Winter Classic with Pittsburgh and Buffalo, I remember. I went to that game, and, it was pretty much, sounds like the same kind of conditions.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. And obviously, the Canada-U.S. rivalry at the World Juniors dates back many, many, many years ago, and that's going to be in the forefront. I mean, you're going to have Canadians from Southern Ontario, from everywhere coming down. Obviously, the Buffalo fans are going to be in big numbers. But since we just looked at the live picture of the rink, and it's in the middle of a football field, I feel like we got to have to talk about football a little bit, knowing that the next Sunday is going to be a very special day for the Bills, the playoff scenarios and all of that. But before we get to next Sunday, I want to ask you about last Sunday. And I mean, I'm a hockey guy. I'm not really a football guy, but I'm sitting there watching the end of the first half, and I'm looking at the Bills taking a big lead against the New England Patriots, and they go and they look at their TVs and they say there's no touchdown. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, but I figured I'd ask.
Yeah, they obviously weren't looking at the same television the rest of the country was looking at, were they?
No, they weren't.
Not my TV.
Well, you know what? They have multiple angles out there, and it's just, to me, I don't understand how they can reverse that call. It's clear as day that that's a touchdown.
You know what? You can probably find somebody in this country who disagrees with that. And I know one guy would be Al Riveron sitting in New York City, but everybody I talk to, and they're not Bills fans. They're not necessarily Patriots, anti-Patriots, but they're all baffled by that call. It just wasn't consistent with what replay. Replay was developed by this league to correct obvious mistakes. And if you got to look at a play 30 times from five different angles and keep looking at it and looking at it and looking at it, you go with the call on the field. It's what the league's been doing ever since replay started. And as a matter of fact, Dean Blandino, who was the head of replay last year, said last year that was a touchdown. I don't know what's going on, but we have to fix it.
I'm not
saying that as the owner of the Bills. I'm saying it as a football fan. We can't have stuff like this happen in our league.
No, and I agree. And to me, as a former hockey player, I'm looking at the athleticism and how difficult it is to make plays. This is an amazing catch by Kelvin Benjamin to be able to get both of his feet inbound an inch from the sideline. I mean, there's basically just a little bit of green between his feet, both feet has to be inbound, and to maintain possession of the ball and to battle, you know, a safety that is trying to avoid, you know, basically break up that pass. And the athleticism and the level of technical elements that are in there is amazing. To take that away from, and the spectacular aspect of it, is just, as a former, you know,
Marty, he did
player,
all those things. Just said, he made an incredible catch, reached out 2 feet in. I don't understand why that wouldn't be considered a touchdown. I'm watching the game.
Hey, guys, and you're forgetting about somebody else. You know, Tyrod Taylor makes that throw. He makes that catch. It's what we all call a bang-bang play, and for naught. You know, the players were celebrating. It was unfortunate.
That throw by Tyrod Taylor, it's like saying from 20, 30 yards out, you have to put it in a small little garbage can. That's basically the throw that he made. You're absolutely right. Mr. Pegula, the throw, the quality of throw by Tyrod Taylor, the quality of catch by Kelvin Benjamin, and to have that overturned by looking at frame by frame, to me is a travesty, and it shouldn't have happened. So, So where do we go from here now? I mean, obviously, we look at next Sunday and we say this is what any athletes is kind of waiting for, one game to have it out on the line to be in the playoffs. What's the feeling like as an owner to know that, you know, you've worked so hard all year, you've made some changes in the front office, coaches, players and all, and to know that you have that opportunity for your team to go into Sunday and get a win and hopefully get some help to get in the playoffs?
Well, the whole organization is, you know, we make one or two decisions. We hire a GM. We're involved in hiring a coach. These guys have made multiple decisions throughout the year that have put us in this position. And, you know, now it's unfortunately not all in our team's hands anymore. We need something else to happen. But I know the guys will go out there and do their best, and you know, Sean is done a heck of a job with, you know, we've been moving players out, moving players in, and you know, it's been a a good season from that standpoint to see some of these pieces work and put us in this position.
Are you the type of person that or owner that will be going down to Miami to catch that game live in action, or are you staying back to watch it? How does the dynamic from an owner go when it's down to the wire like this at the end of the season?
No, we'll be at the game.
Oh yeah. I would think that would be that's where I would want to be, to be right there and get the feel for everything. Do the players know that the ownership is there behind them, supporting them all the way?
Oh, yeah.
Did they see you guys around?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely. And then after the game, we're back up. We're back into the hockey again. Well, we're going to. We'll be in town this Friday.
Yep.
To watch some World Juniors. Got to watch and see how our guys are doing. Hey, Marty, you're a goalie now. You're going to be rooting for Luukkonen, or you're going to be rooting for Mittelstadt, Nylander, Booty, Dave? Who are you going to be rooting for?
I said before at the beginning of the show that the guy I'm most excited to see is the big Finn in net, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. I want to see what he's got. I was loving the way that he played at development camp this year, and I thought that was a great pickup by our team in this draft. So, yeah, obviously, I mean, Mittelstadt and Nylander and the other guys are exciting, but for me, I'm going to be looking at the goaltender for sure, because that's where my eyes go. But who? So you're going to be watching Mr. Pegula. Who's the one guy? I mean, I gave you my take on it. Who's the one guy you think you'll be watching as in these prospects of the World Juniors?
Well, obviously, I'm going to be looking at all of them, but I want to see our forwards.
Yep.
Nylander, Mittelstadt, Davison. I want to see how they perform. It's pretty obvious our team in the NHL needs some goal scoring, so be nice to see these guys fill the net a little bit, as long as they don't score them on Mr. Luukkonen.
Yeah, when Finland plays, you want to see a 1-0 game with maybe Mittelstadt scoring, and that's it, right? So, well, good. Well, I mean, this is, for me, growing up, the World Juniors was one of my favorite tournament and watching it. And then I came over to Buffalo, and Craig Rivet just said that earlier, too. We weren't really football fans, and then the Bills just kind of hits you right when you live in Buffalo and you become a Bills fan. So it's been very exciting, and it'll be even more exciting coming up with the World Juniors and the end of the season for the Bills. So one more question about that replay. Do you have any conversation with people at the league when you guys get the Board of Governor meetings and all of that? Is that something that you discuss with them about how this is affecting not only the teams but the players?
Yeah, I do privately. I can tell you this, since we've had this discussion, I'm sure I'll be having another conversation with somebody.
And will that be a friendly conversation, or would that be a bit more on the business side?
Well, you know, if it's unfriendly from the other side, I can dish back unfriendly too, because it's a little upsetting.
Oh, absolutely. I would.
No question.
Would think. Have you had a chance to talk to Kelvin Benjamin about it, and what were his thoughts about the actual play?
No, you know, we're up in the Adirondacks, and we literally could not get to the game because of weather.
Yep.
So it's the first game we've met. So, but we couldn't get there.
Well, I mean, I remember years ago when we were in the playoffs in Philadelphia, and John LeClair came in and shot a puck through the side of the net, and the NHL counted it as a goal and actually never went in the net. It broke a hole into the netting and was behind Dominic Hasek. And we felt like we had been robbed there, and I feel like the Bills were robbed on Sunday of a wonderful play and a touchdown. And so to have you on this morning and talk about it was pretty exciting. I completely appreciate your time this morning, Mr. Pegula, and wish you all the best with the World Juniors and this upcoming game with the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, and hopefully a little bit of help and getting the playoffs would be something amazing.
Yep. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Pegula, for joining us. Rivs.
Go Canada.
Hey, by the way, hey Marty, my yep. name is Terry.
Okay, well, when I see you in person and I feel comfortable,
okay.
I'll
Mr. Bagula. Yeah.
Completely appreciate it, and maybe my New Year's resolution is going to be to call you Terry Pagula, but until then, I'll call you Mr. Pagula, if that's okay.
Yeah, well, Craig will keep you in line.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
I don't know if that can happen.
He'll keep you in line.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Okay. Enjoy the next few days and the World Juniors, and obviously a big Bills game on Sunday, and hopefully a win.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.